now. Come with me now.
Welcome in. It's time for the game plan here as a part of the Impact Media Podcast Network on Blog Talk Radio. I am Jeremy the Impact York. Welcome in. Lots of things to get into. So let's get into it. All right, let's start with the Appalachian State, Georgia State game at Georgia State Stadium on Saturday. Of course, the Panthers come up a little short on that one, 56-27. Dan's limitations, you know, he did tear his ACL, or so we're told, you know, a full week ago. His limitations did make the offense a little two-dimensional. The reason I say two-dimensional is we can still run on the inside. And we still make a couple passes here and there, but not having Dan's abilities on full display. But, you know, with Dan, hashtag warrior, and I absolutely mean that. It's you can see it in his eyes. You can hear it in his voice. You know, Coach Elliott right behind him. That's the people we talked to at the press conference, and they dead on looked us all straight in the eye and said, "This is what we're doing going forward." But you know, the defense, they made some real good stops. Yeah, you can say, well, they scored 56 points. Well, first of all, it's not all on offense. But, you know, there were two interceptions. One was a pick six. It did help Appalachian State. And, you know, this was a real close game until about mid-third. And Trey Barnett had 90 on the ground to continue his record-breaking year. Devin Coates had 97. They're just going to have to play better this week. Now, of course, they host South Alabama. I will talk. We'll go and talk about that one now. Let's talk about South Alabama as they come to Georgia State. Dan is on track to start, as far as we know. It is a must-win. They pretty much must win out in winning this one and winning. They need to win this week. They need to win next week in Georgia Southern or at Georgia Southern. To have any shot at playing for the Sun Belt. If not, we're already, you know, potentially there's a handful of bowl options already. And we'll get into those in the next couple of weeks. But I think it's South Alabama. Here are the keys, the things I think they need to do. They need to get Barnett and Coates going early. They need to keep Dan upright. Offensive line did a fantastic job doing that. They need the defensive backs to limit mistakes. They were playing really, really good this week. And don't try to outthink the room. Just play Georgia State football, and I think you'll get the victory. South Alabama is 1-9 coming in, where Georgia State is 6-4. That don't always mean everything, but what I think that does mean is South Alabama is going to try everything in the world, just throw the kitchen sink at them, and I think if we play a good, strong game as we do, not conservative, but not super, you know, attacking, I really do think we have a good shot at a good clean victory here. Let's start by Kennesaw, the Owls. They went to Hampton to face the Pirates. They won that one 50-7. A lot of people thought this one was going to be super close. They outrushed the Pirates 361-61. Tommy Bryant was 12 for 104 and a touchdown, and that was 12 runs for 104. He was 2 for 5 for 133 yards and a touchdown. Bronson Rechsteiner was 10 runs for 77 yards and a touchdown. Kevin Ficklin, Shaq Terry each had rushing touchdowns. Kyle Glover had 2. Caleb O'Neill had the lone touchdown catch. Bryson Armstrong, I think it's Sincere. It could be Sensari. Mason, Courtney Mills, Travis Bell, they all had big days, big solid days on the defensive side. Just overall, this was the victory they were looking for. Get everything back on track. Now this week, they will host Gardner-Webb. Both of these games are home games, and both of them are at 2 p.m. I will be at the Georgia State game. You can't be in two places at once, and it's unfortunate. But Gardner-Webb comes in at 3-8, looking to disrupt the 9-2 season of Kennesaw. This is the season finale. These are both the last home games for both these teams, as they will both this is the season finale for Kennesaw. This is the last regular season game as they try to get their playoff bid. If they get one, I believe they will play next week. We'll get more into that as we know more. But at Fifth Third Bank Stadium, 2 p.m., as I said, I think there's two real ways they can really control this game early. You bang up the defensive line for Gardner-Webb early, and you create chaos versus the Gardner-Webb offensive line. You win at the line of scrimmage. Let's get into my picks. Picks from last week. I didn't do so well, but it's all right because I'm okay that they ended the way they did. Georgia at Auburn. I told you to take Auburn. Well, Georgia won that one 21-14. They continue their bid. I just saw a handful of minutes ago before we came on that Georgia is the number 4 ranked team still. So congratulations to them. I told you to take Minnesota versus Iowa. Well, Iowa won that one 23-19. It happens. Minnesota's bid for going undefeated and potentially making the playoff are done now. They still get real close. If some things happen in front of them, then they can still potentially make a bid to get in. I told you to take Navy versus Notre Dame. Notre Dame made me look real bad on that one, 52-20. And they continue their push to try to get in. And then the one I got, Oklahoma versus Baylor. Oklahoma ends Baylor's, what a spectacular comeback this was, but they end Baylor's shot at being another Minnesota that if they won out, won their division, or won their conference rather, that they had a real outside shot of getting in. But 34-13 on that one. I went 1-3. That kind of thing happened. But I got 4 picks for this week. As always, I'm going to live pick them right now. I wrote down the games, but it has been a day or so since I've seen them. So we are going to kind of go over them together. I got number 9, Penn State, traveling to Ohio State, number 2 currently. A 9-1 Penn State team versus a 10-0 Ohio State team. That's Saturday, 12 p.m. on Fox. The Buckeyes are actually favored by 18. I don't think they win by quite that much, and it pains me, but take Ohio State. If anybody's going to disrupt their season, more than likely going to be Michigan. We got a 6-4 Texas team who's ranked number 19 facing a number 13 Baylor team who are 9-1 coming off that latest loss. That is a 3:30 FS1 game where Baylor is favored by 5.5. I tell you, Baylor's going to be mad. One, two things going to happen. Baylor's going to come out super aggressive and really just lay the hammer to Texas, or they're going to come out flat and pretty much show that maybe they've given up. I don't think they have. So I'm going to say take Baylor at home. Actually take the points too. A 7-3 UCF team is going to a 6-4 Tulane team. That is Saturday, 12 p.m. noon there, CBS Sports Network. UCF is favored by 6. I'm going to take the home dog again. Take Tulane to win this one. Go Louisiana. 8-2 San Diego State team is going to go to a 7-4 Hawaii team. I like picking late games. 11 p.m. Eastern time here. Hawaii is favored by 3. I'm going to tell you right now. Let's take all home teams. Take Hawaii in this one. So to recap, take Ohio State at home versus Penn State. Take Baylor at home versus Texas. Take Tulane at home versus UCF. And take Hawaii at home versus San Diego State. Now, the only news note or big story to really get into at this point, because I just told you about Baylor and Minnesota, is the Tua Tagovailoa and his hip injury. He has already had his surgery, his corrective surgery. He fixed his nose as well. They got busted on the hit. We all know about the hit now. I reached out to some people that I know who were on the sideline for that game and basically got, yeah, they knew from the time it happened and the way everybody was reacting that it was pretty bad. And some had an okay view of it. Some said, yeah, it was on the other side of the field. But at the same time, they said, as much as it sucks, they'll continue on. Alabama will and push forward with the new guy. Oddly enough, Tua's brother, I believe, is the third string, now second string. But depending on how his rehab goes, which he'll be starting like a 6-week rehab, he'll start throwing a football after that, I believe. There's a good chance that he's going to be good to go by the time the draft rolls around. A lot of people think maybe he's going to go later in the first round. Well, think about who he might fall to at that point. He might fall to New England, New Orleans, these really good teams that have aging quarterbacks. And ouch, you know. Good for him, maybe not for the rest of the league. But I wish him all the best, whether he plays another down. Everybody says he has always been just the most classy guy, and always super nice. They said kind of like a Russell Wilson, just so appreciative and so great about how he does stuff in the community and things like that. So Tua, we wish you all the best in your recovery. And, look forward to seeing what you got next, kid. But that's going to do it. That's all we have for this week. Shout out to at Impact Media. And, of course, at Blog Talk Radio for allowing us to come on each and every week and talk Georgia State, Panthers football, Kennesaw State, Owls football, and just college football in general. I am Jeremy the Impact York. We will see you guys next week. Go Panthers. Go out.
Afraid to lose control and caught up in this world. I've wasted time, I've wasted breath. I think I've thought myself to death. I was born without this fear. Now only this seems clear. I need to move, I need to fight, I need to lose myself tonight. Walk with me now, I'm gonna take you down. Walk with me now, I'm gonna show you how. I think with my heart and I move with my head. I open my mouth and it's something I've read. I stood at the door before I'm told, but a part of me knows that I'm growing too old. Confuse what I thought with something I felt. Confuse what I feel with something that's real.